Hello, it's Bildy's Bizarro Bedtime, and you chose just that second to vape.
Actually,
just the way you laughed really tickled me. I don't know why.
Do you mind if I just have a sip of tea?
A sip of tea? No, I don't mind. I'm Madeleine Swan, and this is my husband, Bill.
Hello.
Together we formed the Bildy, a terrifying creature. Or he's got a mouthful of tea. Normally he does the noise with me. So I'm going to tell Bill a story first. Have you got any character suggestions?
I'm going to go for a lady this time.
Yes.
And her name is Mia.
Mia, okay.
Yeah, nice and short.
Yes, to the point. I like it.
To the point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
I don't like names that go all around the houses.
No, you want them to stick to the matter at hand.
Yeah.
So Mia's in the town centre and she's got a whole bunch of papers with her. And she's handing out bits of paper to people as they go past.
Okay.
And people are like, oh, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks. But she's like somehow so insistent. Oh, pardon me. So insistent that you can't help but take it into your hand. No one quite knows how she's managing to do this because it's a street in which flyers are handed out constantly and everyone's somehow managed to create a system in which to avoid it. You know, everyone's just sick of them, so they ignore them. But these are still ending up in people's hands.
Right. So she's what? She's really good at her job?
Well, she's supernaturally good at her job, you might say.
Yeah.
So
clues, yes. You might say.
Great big dropping clangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mildred is walking down the street and she's handed one of these bits of paper by Mia. And she looks at it and it says, "Your legs will fall off on Tuesday the 5th. Of February, and then you'll explode. And she's kind of like, oh, my leg's gonna fall off, and then I'm gonna explode. That sounds a bit worrying, and it's got a date and a time. So she rings up her friend.
If that actually happened to you, would you? See, at first I thought that would go straight in the bin, but then I thought if it's got a date and a time,
I
would be a little bit concerned.
Well, yeah. I think most people were a bit concerned.
Yeah.
But every time they were given this piece of paper, as soon as they turned around to talk to Mia to say, what's the meaning of this, she wouldn't be there. They wouldn't be able to see her.
So they'd be even more concerned.
Yeah. Obviously, that's a weird thing
to
happen. And yet, these flyers are still being handed out, so, you know. So Mildred, worried, phones her friend, Doris, and says, I've just been given a bit of paper and it's really unnerved me, you know. And Doris said, oh, did it say your eyes will pop out and your bum will fall off?
Yeah.
And she said
no.
Mildred said no.
Yeah.
Mine says this, you know, I'm going to explode.
My legs are going to fall off.
Yeah. And Doris said, well, mine says this is going to happen in August.
August the 30th. Time or?
Well, the 8 o'clock. At 8 o'clock. And so Mildred said, well, no, and they sort of exchanged when it was going to happen for them.
Put it in their calendars.
They did, yeah. And they said, oh, I think we should meet up for tea. That's a little bit worrying. And so they met and they managed to get into a conversation with these other people who said that, you know, they'd been given a similar thing.
Yeah.
And one of them said, oh, yeah, my name's Derek, and my bit of paper said my mouth will fall out and I will explode.
His mouth will fall out?
Yes.
How does that happen?
His mouth...
Like, will fall off?
Well, no, like...
Fall out?
He'll open his mouth really wide.
Yeah.
And the air will fall out.
The air will fall out. Okay. See, I think he's done all right there.
Well.
If air is coming out of his mouth. And that's what happens. So, yeah, so one of them explodes and their eyes pop out or the legs fall off. Then one. But he opens his mouth and air falls out. I think Derek's done all right.
Yeah, but it comes out loads, like he ends up like a prune.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
And it's all the same guy anyway, like he explodes, or was it? No, that's the same guy, it's Derek, that's what happens to Derek. Yeah. And then he says, it's going to happen to me in, and then it just like splatters everywhere.
Right.
And everyone's really shocked and silent for about 2 minutes.
So Derek was the one that was supposed to have air fall out of his mouth.
Yeah.
But he explodes.
No, his thing did also say that he was going to explode.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Yeah. And so there's silence, and then obviously the screaming begins, and his companion picks up the piece of paper, and it had the time, like, a minute ago.
Oh, my God.
So his time to explode was in 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So everyone's worried because they know that this is going to happen now.
Yeah. What do you
do? Well, yeah. So one of them phones directory inquiries.
And?
It's all sorted.
They sorted it all for them. Yeah,
that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's an unusual ending.
I didn't know how to finish it. I didn't know what to do.
Well, that's fine. That's an ending in my book.
It's an ending, yeah.
An ending, you know, all it needs is to end to be an ending, isn't it?
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so I must say,
yeah,
I had one disappointment with that story.
Which bit?
The fact that Mia didn't feature much. Apart from giving out the things
that does happen sometimes, because I like to keep you on your toes.
Yes. It wasn't really, that wasn't a disappointment. It's just something I noted.
Yeah. That's all. You've noted it.
I've noted it, chalked it up.
It will come up again. You didn't include Mia during one of our non-existent arguments.
Yeah. Remember the Mia incident?
Oh, not Mia again.
So, okay, it's my turn.
Yes.
Hit me.
Okay, you can have an old man called Clive.
Okay, so Clive. He frequents the Narwhal's Horn in Brixton.
Okay, yeah.
And with his other chums.
Yeah.
And his hobby is a bit like train spotting. Right. But instead of trains.
Yeah.
It's cows.
Okay.
Now, there's a little place in Brixton.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the cow farm.
Yes. Is there a cow farm in Brixton?
There is.
Is there a cow farm?
There is. It's called Cow Farm.
Okay. If you go to believed you. Cow Farm in Brixton. I mean,
called Cow Farm. If you go to Brixton, you'll have to look long and hard. But if you do persevere, you will find it.
Eventually.
So that's so he goes to the pub, has a couple of lagers, you know, or ales.
Owls.
He eats a couple of owls.
Yeah.
And a couple of pints of ale.
Yeah.
And then often him and his friend, what was the man's name? Clive.
Clive, yeah.
Him and his friend, John, go to the cow farm.
Yeah.
And they've been doing this for years, and they basically note down what cows there.
So do they go to the same place and look at the same cows? Place.
Occasionally they go on trips to other cow farms.
Okay.
But it's their regular is Brixton. They do go to other places, but because they live in Brixton, they don't want to get on a train to
Hertfordshire
or wherever, you know?
I imagine the novelty of spotting the same cows every time wears off quite
well, they
quickly.
Do change.
Right.
Because you know what society's like. People do eat cows.
Well, I don't
eat No, them. But people do. Yes. If there's a cow farm.
That's true.
They will go and new ones will appear. Yeah.
They sell them to a nice, happy farm.
That's right. They That's do. What That's what happens. So, you know, they do change because they move around different farms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Clive and John go to this, and they've been doing this for years, and they've noticed something odd.
Yeah.
In that, normally the cows change, like I said.
Yeah.
And that's something odd. That they're I mean, it's quite boring looking at cows, you're right.
Yeah.
And it's the changing that makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Because they're very. They haven't got much expression in their face, have they, cows? They're like.
No. Wah. That's true, they don't.
So, and they've noticed it's very odd because they've not been changing. They've noticed, you know, because they know their markings.
Yes.
And they've noticed that they're the same.
And they have those tickets in their ears.
They have those tickets in their ears and they write their numbers down.
Yeah.
You know, it's quite similar. I don't know if it's similar to train spotting or anything, but it's what they do. So, yeah. You know. So anyway, they've noticed this and they think this is a bit odd.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there in the narwhal's horn.
Yeah.
Having their usual owl and ale.
Yeah.
And it's a particularly tasty piece of owl.
Is it a tawny?
It's, yeah, it is tawny. Mm-hmm. It's their special zone. And what do they see walking?
A panda.
No.
Leprechaun.
Now think back to the story.
A cow.
A cow walks in, and it walks straight up to the bar, and the barman just puts down, in a kind of hypnotic kind of way,
mm-hmm.
puts down a pint of his best ale
right.
to the cow,
yeah,
and the cow sucks it up
yeah.
and walks out. And they think that's weird.
This feels like the setup to a joke now, doesn't it?
Yes, that's happened before, I think, in one of the things.
I don't know, I don't remember.
Yeah, I did comment once saying, oh, this sounds like...
Yeah.
So, the next day, something happens, and the cow comes in again, but it's two or three of them this time.
Hmm.
And they're starting to think this is very odd.
Hmm.
And when they ask the barman about it, he doesn't know anything about it.
Right.
He says, no, what are you talking about? That's crazy. And gradually, as time progresses, they notice cows walking down the streets. They notice cows driving taxis.
Right.
And transporting people around.
Mm.
And they start to... come to realise that the cows are taking over the population.
Yeah.
And people are just being the cows' kind of servants.
Yeah.
And this goes on, they get more and more worried until one day a cow walks up to John and Clive,
mm-hmm.
looks them in the eye,
mm.
and then everything goes blank. And that's the end.
Ooh.
So the cows have...
come home to roost.
The cows have come home to roost. Yes. Yes. That's right, yeah. That's a good saying, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cows have come home to roost.
Yeah.
In their nests.
Yeah.
A nest of cows have come home to roost. A
flock of cows or on the roof of their
flock
house.
Flock of cows, yeah. So that's that.
Okay, and that was Bildy's Bizarre Bedtime, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.